Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast for Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Lion eMobility AG, strong growth and increase in EBITDA in FY 2025. Lion eMobility AG reported a strong growth and increase in EBITDA for FY 2025. Total revenue reached 28.3 million euros, up 68% from the previous year. EBITDA improved to €7.5 million, resulting in a 26.4% margin. CEO Dr. Joachim Damasky expressed satisfaction with the progress, attributing it to market demand recovery and product strength. The company expects continued growth in 2026 with revenue above €35 million and positive EBITDA.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc. expands strategy for critical magnet materials supply. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. is ramping up efforts to secure the supply of critical rare earth elements, samarium, and gadolinium. With increasing demand and supply constraints, the company is accelerating commercial planning for these materials, crucial for high-performance magnet applications and advanced technologies. This move comes in response to the vulnerability highlighted by recent analysis due to the dominance of a single country in rare earth production and processing.
Network news breaks. Linkers Industries Limited approves 1-for-250 reverse share split effective April 6, 2026. Post-split trading will continue under the same ticker symbol with a new QSIP. This move aims to ensure NASDAQ listing compliance by adjusting outstanding shares, par value, and warrants, while maintaining shareholder ownership percentages, except for fractional share rounding.
Mining news breaks. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. advances Murdoch Mountain Program following wildlife survey clearance. Surveys with no issues. The company is set to resume drill pad construction and drilling activities to assess the phosphate zone further. This advancement moves NOP closer to future resource classification.
Rock breaks. Fairchild Gold TS X-V FAIR OTCQB FCHD FF Frankfurt Y4Y. Details, $3,500,000. Note and royalty terms for Golden Arrow acquisition. Fairchild social media. Including a $3.50 million note payable to Emergent Metals Corp. The note bears 8.5% interest over 5 years and is secured by property assets. The agreement includes a 0.5% net smelter return royalty with buyout options. Fairchild Gold is seeking shareholder approval for the transaction.
Realize secures strategic alliance and offtake commitment from America's highest grade rare earth deposit. Realize secures up to 10% of U.S. Critical Material Corp's Sheep Creek production, a deposit averaging around 9% TREO with confirmed dysprosium, terbium, yttrium, and NdPr. Plans include exploring equity investment, joint government financing, and coordinated congressional engagement to meet U.S. defense procurement requirements. This strategic alliance aims to fortify supply chain security for protected and strategic markets with zero Chinese involvement.
AD Endeavors reports $5.62 million in revenue for fiscal year 2025, with profitability surging. Net income rose to $486,259, and operating cash flow increased to $381,136. The company's new 100,000-square-foot facility in Fort Worth, Texas, is set to enhance production capacity and support larger customer programs. ADM Endeavors continues to invest in digital marketing and SEO-driven customer acquisition for future growth.
Ironman provides update on 2025 annual filings. Ironman International Limited announces that the British Columbia Securities Commission has accepted its application for a management cease trade order. The delay in filing the audited annual financial statements is due to the company's recent acquisitions. Ironman expects to file the annual filings by April 13, 2026, and will issue updates in compliance with NP 12-203 guidelines.
Edgewater Wireless expands dual-use momentum with Air Metal MOU for high-reliability wireless applications. Edgewater Wireless Systems Inc. expands dual-use momentum with Air Metal MOU for high-reliability wireless applications. The MOU with Air Metal Robotics aims to explore next-generation multi-channel communications for UAVs, robotics, defense, and critical infrastructure. This collaboration leverages Edgewater's spectrum slicing team technology to address the growing demand for resilient wireless connectivity in mission-critical environments.
UGI system upgrades set to begin this week in East Hempfield Township and Manor Township. UGI Utilities will start system upgrades in East Hempfield Township and Manor Township in Lancaster County on April 1st. The project aims to enhance safety and reliability while offering natural gas conversion options for local homes and businesses. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers and is committed to providing efficient utility services.
Mission IR News Breaks. U.S. Energy Corporation prices $8.80 million public offering to fund industrial gas growth. U.S. Energy Corporation has priced an underwritten public offering of 8.8 million shares at $1 each, totaling approximately $8.80 million in gross proceeds. The closing is set for March 10, 2026, pending customary conditions. The company plans to use the net proceeds to support its industrial gas development project, including a processing plant and infrastructure, as well as ongoing operations, with Roth Capital Partners as the sole book-running manager. Rock Breaks, Ucor Rare Metals Inc., supports partner acquisition of Thailand Rare Earth Processing Facility. Ucor Rare Metals acknowledged its partner, Hastings Technology Metals, alongside Wailu, for acquiring a fully permitted rare earth chloride production facility in Thailand. This move is set to boost the processing of monazite feedstock and strengthen the rare earth supply chain. The development supports discussions for a long-term supply agreement tied to Ucor's Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex, integrating upstream supply with processing capabilities. Copper is overpriced and oversupplied, Macquarie analysts say. Copper prices fell over 1% to $5.43 per pound last week, down more than 16% from January highs. Macquarie analysts suggest the red metal surge last year was investor-driven, not market fundamentals. Companies like Numa Resources Inc. may not be swayed by current price drops, as long-term outlook remains uncertain. Investor News Breaks Fairchild Gold TSXV, FAIR, OTCQB, FCHDF, Frankfurt, Y4Y, transitions to semi-annual financial reporting under TSXV pilot program. Fairchild Gold TSXV, FAR, OTCQB, FCHDF, Y4Y has announced its transition to semi-annual financial reporting under the TSXV pilot program. The company will now report audited annual results and mid-year financials, skipping first and third quarter filings. This move comes as Fairchild Gold qualifies for the program due to its listing on the TSX Venture Exchange, annual revenue below $10 million, and a clean 12-month disclosure record. Updated reporting timelines will take effect in fiscal 2026.
Ancor Resources undertakes IP survey over copper iron skarn adjacent to Canada Wall Copper Porphyry Target. Andon Mies License, Cambodia. Ancor Resources Corp. announces the commencement of a 20-line-kilometer induced polarization geophysical survey over the Gossan Hills target on its Andon Mies mineral exploration license in Cambodia. The survey aims to detect sulfide mineralization at depth, advancing one of Ancor's most compelling mineral targets toward a drill decision.
That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.